through winding roads on darkened forest paths, so cold the stone of that forbidding keep. The gorgeous bygone days suffused in wrath, for sands of time a seashell bidden sleep. Its gallows once delighted all the lands, its rulings once would ring from peak to vale. To stand here in its moldering expanse, it may not seem the stone was ever hail. But so with all things ponies wish to lose. The slipstream of the years is kind at heart, and grips the best on that which people choose to keep forever silent in the dark. But far above those hang as silence drapes, until the stars should aid in their escapes.
Another run, another circuit, another one, another sun, another purpose. Historians stand by with their hunches working, much uncertain. Imbalanced days, raised towers, praised power. The dance of sky creates hours. Still none awakened, no hysterics yet. Her servants perch low over barracks, dread at the midpoint of summer. The gift from her mother, her sister's another. Unsure of her readiness, is she discovered? The flutter of moonlight prevails, the shuddering of too tight inhaling, true night curtailing her deluded dreams. The true denuded beast doing gruesome deeds, and soon to lose as she used to be at the roof of things. The muted screams suit her needs. There go the last minutes of twilight, pinned in her mind's eye, spits at divine right. Principally hindsighted, caught the reversal. The light finds her arguments lost in rehearsal. One moon time will come for the regret and mourning, but now here the sun must regret the morning. Allow the transformation the spell's performing, and her mane's in a rage and she melts reforming. And then in the light Luna's doomed to heresy, she calls down the sun, raise the moon to perigee. Subjects indoors now staring out carefully, don't outshine if you care about parity. That's what the spirits can whisper, hearing her sister nearing the slippery slope. Don't push me, 'cause I'm close to the... I'm not gonna call back the moon. I've been fighting to get some attention while you've been reducing my cord and my imminence. Use me for sport when you form need the impetus. Now you're caught by the night. I don't dawdle in silence, I blot out the light. I don't bother with niceness, I'm maundering spite. Slaughter my likeness to squander my rights, then honor the fight. New teeth sharpen, the speech devolves, while old guards cry at the breach involved. Laugh, after everything they each resolved, they still have to fight each other for the keys to halls. A fall from grace could break the court. See altered states, she makes retorts. Try not to halt her pace, all's to waste, ruin the light. Still think it's war of the usual type. Luna ignores her refusal to fight, losing her mind. Now time provided the choice. 1,000 years of silence or noise cry in the void. Onlookers wince at what she tried to avoid. Stumbling first, but the light needs a weapon, and her humbling words are devised in the presence of the slumber of earth and the grinding of heaven. Stomach the hurt for her try at redemption. Luna makes a new murder attempt. She's finding no hurt that a word can prevent. With a wound in her side and the heavens in eyes, stays true to her sky and the elements rise. Ages laid in payment for a silly fight. Hateful face emblazoned on the lily white. Raymond to the villain knight, complaining in the greatest, but she's still alive. Sister left her writhing in moon dust. She tries to call her back, but the elements used up. Now division and the changing of guards. Lonely gods both calling on the aid of the stars. Gather wits from the passion of sisters. Patterns remiss with the laughter of discord. Cycle amiss and she'd rather have missed her. Lighted dismissals a matter of discourse. Much discarded now, no new chosen. And those first nights the moon glared and so few noticed. And meanwhile her counterpart whispered to stars, were there very few loyalists injured and scarred. People saw the absence, yelled and startled. But in good times passage they fell and marveled. She brought all the warmth that she felt to marshal, and from years in the sun it would melt and darkle. In the hallways adrift from her grace, twin levels of innocence shift and debates. The story's transforming as time retells it, and redacting revisionists write rebellions. Matter to a myth, fairy story to footnote, with the dark as a cloak for historians who would know. Harsher retorts to the hope that she's good flow, not far as there spoke from the seat of her good throne. Left the castle, and falls into ruins, refuses to alleviate a scholar's confusion, and maintains her legions at all times in prudence. 1,000 years of teaching a long line of students, still overhead, glaring grave and astern, is the face of the world as it waits to return. She could rage over earth as the ages revert her, to pages inserted.